Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome. It is Monday, the 25th day of July, 2011. We're going to be live here for at least the next 3 hours. Obviously, we're going to break down all the different angles that are very, very suspicious in the Norway bombing and shooting spree now being used to, quote, crack down on conservatives worldwide, surveil conservatives, put conservatives on no-fly, no-gun buy list. Now, this is being called for just all over the mainstream corporate globalist media. The Financial Times of London is running the headline today. Killer personifies the rise of the new right. And remember that show earlier in the year from MSNBC demonizing yours truly and Ron Paul, claiming that we are calling for violence and editing clips of Ron Paul and myself. Any regular listener knows we're calling for no violence if it's offensive. We are for defending ourselves. But this whole thing is about how we're going to cause violence and we're calling for it. And it was called Rise of the New Right. And then here's the Financial Times of London. Killer personifies Rise of the New Right. So we're going to be going over this today. Also, we have Robert Jeppestuhl, who was on with us Friday, Sunday, and will be on with us today from Norway to get his take on all the latest developments. Turns out that the shooter, Breivik, won't serve even 30 years in jail. He'll serve less than 100 days per person that he's reportedly killed. And now it turns out, this is on Channel 4 in England, their reporter talked to the police and other witnesses, that they knew Anders Breivik's name before they had arrested him. And then as he's shooting people, they gave him a chance to put the gun down and turn himself in. Very, very bizarre. And it is confirmed now he is a high-level Mason. He is part of the real Knights Templar organization that still meets in England. And so he will go to basically a five-star. Norway and Austria are known for having literal country club prisons. And that he will live a lavish lifestyle for less than 30 years. Let me pull up the exact number here for you. I think they said 25. So he will serve less than 3 decades in jail. Yes, 21 years, excuse me. See, my mind has trouble dealing with this, so I was imagining more years for him. It's 21 years or 80. I can't hear you. How many days? 80 days per death. So 82 days per death and 21 years total in a lavish facility. So we're going to be going over all of this. Anders Behring Breivik, manufactured patsy, key article by Paul Joseph Watson, where it's confirmed that his Facebook, after he was arrested, was altered. And the fact that he's pro-gay, liberal, quote, nationalist, and a bunch of other things that you wouldn't define him as a conservative or libertarian, that has all been removed. All of the liberal stuff has been removed and the conservative stuff added. So the question is, who did this to his Facebook? Massive evidence of this being completely and totally staged. And, of course, the police arriving on the island and saying, hey, Breivik, put your hands up. The question is, how did they know that? Got a lot of other news as well coming up. Stay with us.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Oh, the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, my friends, we are live. It is the 25th day of July 2011 on this Monday edition. Popping back in with us coming up in about 30 minutes is one of the survivors of the bombing attack in Oslo, Norway, Robert Jeppestuhl. Then we have Dr. Steve Pachinik joining us for about 45 minutes in the second hour, who he himself was involved overthrowing governments, running black ops, dirty tricks, things like that. I haven't yet even asked him his view on this. You know, he says the bin Laden killing was fake and 9/11 is an inside job, but I want to get his take on what's happening in Europe, and we will find out together his view on this. And then, of course, in the last 30 minutes of the broadcast today, Doctor of History, Webster Tarpley, who is saying that clearly this is a false flag event. We'll look at how they find mentally ill patsies and basically deploy them, help them, protect them. Other shooters reportedly involved, and then basically put the mental patient on trial. And just like the guy that shot Reagan, you know, moving towards release from prison, the guy that shot John Lennon moving towards release and for years allowed weekend release. If you talk about the guy that shot Reagan meeting with the Bushes the night before for dinner, I mean, and then the government connections that were there. This MK Ultra mind control issue is very real. And if you go to the front page of InfoWars.com, we'll pull that up for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. But for radio listeners, if you simply go to InfoWars.com, you can see Breivik the reported shooter with the classic, completely insane smile of real satisfaction and getting attention. Very, very proud of what he's supposedly done. He was not allowed to give a speech today at his arraignment, but they read a statement saying he did this because of cultural Marxism. Now, that's a term I hear Michael Savage use. That is a term that I hear et nauseum being used, of course, by other big radio talk show hosts and conservatives. The manifesto he put out worships neocondom. It promotes homosexuality on his Facebook. He said that he was reportedly liberal on some issues, conservative on others. That's all been removed off of his Facebook. And in its stead, it's been added that he's a Christian conservative. And this was done after he was arrested. So it needs to be a major investigation. Now, they're looking for the other two cells. This is all right out of Central Casting that he said in his little statement today. The other two cells that he has in Europe, and he alluded in his supposed manifesto, 1,500 pages, most of it plagiarized on record from the Unabomber and others. He said that that he's working with people in England. And so now, if you don't want England to be absorbed into the EU, if you don't want the European Union to take over your country, if you don't want banker bailouts, if you're pro-gun, as he reportedly was, well, you're a murderer of children. And we have the Financial Times of London and others saying this killer, this reported killer, because he's not allowed to really speak for himself. It's been done by the courts, so who knows what's really true. The governments have such a history of lying, but they're saying he's confessing to it, and they're saying that he personifies conservatism worldwide. Killer personifies the rise of the new right. And remember, earlier in the year, we had that MSNBC special they've aired over and over again. Chris Matthews, The Rise of the New Right special, will scare the heck out of liberals. That's the Huffington Post. And in it, they edit what Ron Paul and I say to imply that we're calling for a violent revolution and say that we're going to cause violence and that we're dangerous. That's what you come away from the hour special with, is that Ron Paul is this deadly, dangerous devil, and that Alex Jones is even more wicked and horrible, and that we're going to cause violence. And that's their complete angle. Reuters is reporting, as well as Raw Story, Ron Paul within hailing distance of Obama in a new national poll, scientifically conducted. Ron Paul's only 4 points behind Obama nationally at 37%. The president's 41, doing better than the majority of other Republican contenders. Ron Paul also over the weekend in a scientific poll, was it Gallup, beat Obama massively by close to 10 points in a New Hampshire poll. He's also beating Obama in Iowa polls. He is number one, number two, or number three, depending on which of the weekly national polls come out. And that's why if you watch Fox News, they have him on as a guest occasionally. But other than that, when they're doing nightly news coverage or morning news coverage, they mention all the other candidates, Mitt Romney, Al Gore's former employee, you know who that is, Rick Perry, all these other people. But they do not mention Ron Paul. And when I hear the news, Fox News, on the radio, they don't mention Ron Paul ever in the polls, even when he wins the straw polls or when he wins scientific polls. And even the talk radio news that Genesis carries, because there's only a few choices out there, when I listen to it, they never mention Ron Paul, even when he wins straw polls. When he won the coveted CPAC straw poll, 2 years in a row. This year, earlier in the year, I was listening, and they reported on second and third place. They didn't even say anything about Ron Paul. I mean, this is dastardly. I mean, he is the real front runner. And if they weren't propping up Mitt Romney, he would be the clear front runner. But I mean, they're neck and neck. They're nose and nose. It's a horse race right now, where Ron Paul and Mitt Romney are right up there. And of course, Pointy Boots will be coming in from behind the establishment's deus ex or ringer to pose as Ron Paul, Rick Perry, and so look for him to come swooping in very soon. But Ron Paul is a real contender, and a lot of dirty tricks going on. I want to open the phones up later in the hour after our first guest pops in with a quick prospectus on what a Norwegian survivor is thinking and what other people are saying. Let me give you the toll-free number to join us on any of the issues we've raised, but I would obviously like to hear from you on what you think about the Anders Breivik situation. Obviously, we'll also be getting into financial news today. The dollar has stumbled and tumbled today because of the Federal Reserve signaling they will continue to devalue the dollar. When you hear that there's a strong dollar policy, really what that means is they want to make sure all other currencies drop with it. And that's the G20 policy for at least 3 years publicly, is coordinated devaluation of the euro, of the dollar, of the yen, of the yuan. The West is always telling China, raise the price of your currency, but behind the scenes they want them to keep it the same or lower it. So that's continuing. Gold is an all-time record explosive high. When I checked 20 minutes ago, it was at $1,622.49, and I'm told it's still rising in the middle of the summer. Normally the doldrums are the time when gold goes down in price, so we'll also be going over all of that. But what is the motive if this is a staged event in Norway? And again, when you have governments that have been caught doing things like this over and over again, and you have Pentagon manuals on how to train terrorists that you then set up and burn as patsies, you have to immediately look at who stands to gain from this. Norway not going along and contributing money to the banker bailout, even though they're outside of the euro. Norway, one of the least restrictive gun control states, very constrictive and restrictive compared to the United States. Now calls to restrict gun ownership there even more. Calls to have the EU and U.S. anti-terror forces come in and basically take over the internal security apparatus of Norway, killing their sovereignty further, just like they're trying to do in Switzerland. Only a few sovereign countries left. Norway is one of them. Switzerland is one of them. And, of course, they had the Prime Minister of Norway at Bilderberg this year. Very important point to note. You had it's now emerge yesterday in the last year. CIA secretly infiltrating along with NATO, the police departments, and the National Police Department in Norway, and, quote, recruiting senior police and retired police to fight terror secretly because the West was so worried about terror attacks in Norway. Yes, the Muslims are going to attack Norway because Norway is for recognizing the Palestinians. This is asinine. So they didn't go with that because no one would buy it. Instead, they went with a right-wing card, a guy who's a high-level Mason admitted, a member of the current real Knights Templars, who wears Illuminati symbols all over his little uniforms, with glamour shots and a 1,500-page treatise and a professional video, and the police knew who he was when they arrived on the island and didn't shoot him, even though he was shooting people. They said, Breivik. Anders Breivik. And he said yes and walked over to them and now seems quite pleased. And their own government is reporting he will serve no more than 21 years. Within a third of it being served, he will get weekends off and out. Kind of like the guy that shot Ronald Reagan has been quietly, secretly getting out for a decade. You can pull that up. So we've got that report going on. Headline, police knew gunman's name before arrest. We're going to be breaking that down with Dr. Steve Pachinik. Anders Breivik, a manufactured patsy. You have his Facebook and other websites of his being changed after someone has his codes. And he's saying, in at least this written statement now, that there's other cells in Europe about to strike. But there's no discussion about, hey, we better find out who's changing his Facebook to Christian conservative from pro-gay liberal. And we're going to be going over that article as well. There's just so many serious anomalies on this front. But it's also meant to create a clash of civilizations. They're putting the call out for young European males to attack Muslims. We'll talk about it when we come back.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Blackhawk, EOTech, Crimson Trace, Nightforce, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
Okay, so the biggest piece of evidence that this is staged is that in Europe, in the United States, in Canada, in Australia, in New Zealand, globalist-controlled countries are globalist command-based countries. They control almost the entire planet, but the nations I just mentioned are the original wealthy, powerful engines that were taken over by them and now used to dominate the world. In all those countries, the controllers have been demonizing Christian right-wingers who don't want open borders, who don't want banker bailouts,
who don't want to give up their cultures. And they've been saying they're going to strike, they're going to attack, it's going to happen. So we saw the pre-scripting running up to this and a huge rollout last week ahead of this in Europe and the United States that right-wing, blonde-haired, blue-eyed Al-Qaeda, right-wing Al-Qaeda is going to strike. Forget the Arabs now. The West has taken all those countries over except for Iran. They're overthrowing all their old allies, Mubarak and others. They've got the Al-Qaeda forces attacking in Libya. You're not supposed to talk bad about Al-Qaeda now. Folks are tired of hearing about Al-Qaeda. They're not scared of it anymore. So enters the blonde-haired, blue-eyed Al-Qaeda. And I said Thursday, I played this clip on the Sunday show last night. I said they're going to launch the blonde-haired, blue-eyed Al-Qaeda very soon. I'm telling you it's imminent. The next day it happened. Less than 24 hours later. So I could see the preconditioning. That's why I was running around like a chicken with my head cut off. And now you've got all these White House memos saying we need a new Oklahoma City or 9/11. These are public. Even Glenn Beck's talked about this earlier in the year. I've played the clip. And in the memos, they say, we'll blame Glenn Beck and Alex Jones. Media Matters, all the rest of them are saying, oh, yeah, there's going to be a new Oklahoma City. And when it happens, it's Glenn Beck and Alex Jones' fault. And then Michael Savage is added on like a little side hors d'oeuvre sometimes, but not always. But it's always Glenn Beck, Alex Jones. In the MSNBC special, it's Ron Paul, Alex Jones, you know, Rise of the New Right. We're going to cause the terror attack. That's how the show ends. We're violent. We want violence. They edit this clip out of Ron Paul talking about the founding fathers fighting tyranny and a clip of myself saying the Second Amendment is to defend us from tyranny. And then they say, see, they want to kill liberals. And that's always their talking point. And then separately, you have White House advisors like Shapiro and others saying in the Financial Times of London. In fact, will you guys search that so we can show it to PrisonPlanet.tv viewers so I can have the actual headline. It's something like, just search the term, White Robert Shapiro tells Obama he needs a new Oklahoma City or 9/11. That'll pull up our article, and they'll have a link to the Financial Times of London story. I think it's from January. I want to show people that. And he says, President, you need the terror attacks. It's the only thing that will save our globalist agenda. Now, in the same Financial Times of London, which is the most elite publication in the world, this is where the globalists communicate with each other with very veiled innuendo. I mean, it's thinly veiled. I mean, you have Gary Hart writing articles for Huffington Post where he says, we do stage terror attacks, Iran. You better do what we say or we'll stage one on you. He didn't even veil that. And we've interviewed him and asked him what he thought about it. He said, yeah, no, our government stages attacks. And I told Iran that, but that's a message for them, not for the American public. See, globalists think region by region. The big CFR terrorism preparation master on the Hart-Rubin Commission, Gary Hart, writes a letter openly to Iran saying we'll stage terror attacks. There it is. It's Financial Times of London, and that came out. It actually came out last year, July 13th last year. Wow, time flies. Obama facing growing credibility crisis. Financial Times of London, and you read into it, he says, barring a giant terror attack like Oklahoma City or 9/11, the president's agenda is dead. Now, what did the same Financial Times of London say today? Killer personifies rise of new far right. They're following a script. What was the name of last year's MSNBC special that they've re-aired this year? Rise of the New Right. What do they say is going to happen? We're going to kill people. Let's go to break with Michael Savage breaking down that Obama was going to stage a Reichstag event. And believe me, this Norway thing's a test. It's coming here. This is how they're going to shut the web off, come after Tea Partiers and conservatives. I told you it was coming. They've been beta testing it. Now it's starting. Here's the clip.
Now I'll make another prediction. I predict that very soon Obama will create a crisis along the lines of the Reichstag fire. I don't know what form it will take, but I believe that once the minions are seen for what they are, Rahm Emanuel and his gang will set off a Reichstag fire in this country of some kind, and they will recall the military dictatorship of Lincoln and Stanton during the Civil War when civilian suspects were arrested without warrant. I will tell you as I sit here, I fear that every night as I go to sleep. I put nothing past these agitators who have suddenly seized control of the most powerful economy and the most powerful military on earth.
All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to break down what's going to happen.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Okay, we are back live, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to take some of your calls towards the end of this segment after our guest leaves us, who's about to pop in, a survivor of the attacks in Norway. But finishing up what I was getting to in the last break, Obama faces growing credibility crisis. And this is an article out of the Financial Times of London. And when you go down to the bottom of the article, it says, the bottom line here is that Americans don't believe in President Obama's leadership, says Rob Shapiro, another former Clinton official. And there's like eight of them now that have said the same thing, including people in the White House. The bottom line here is that Americans don't believe in President Obama's leadership, says Rob Shapiro, another former Clinton official and a supporter of Mr. Obama. He has to find some way between now and November of demonstrating that he is a leader who can command confidence. And short of a new 9/11 event or an Oklahoma City bombing, I can't think of how he could do that. Okay, now, skip ahead to what's happening now. And I've seen similar statements out of politicians in Europe. People are like, why would government stage terror? Why would Hitler firebomb his own capital? Blame it on his enemies. Why would he attack his own military base? Start World War II and say that Poland did it. I mean, folks who send me emails and call and go, I don't know why they'd want to do it. Well, I don't know why the guy's saying he did it. Really? The guy's obviously completely insane. They find and profile an insane person. They use the Masonic Lodge to program him. He's part of the Knights Templar, which still operates out of England, connected to all the right-wing groups. It's the same story with the shooter of Reagan and of course, John Lennon. I mean, if you go study both those cases, it is confirmed they both work for World Vision and were involved in weird CIA training camps in Africa and Lebanon. You cannot make this stuff up. And the family, the Lennon family, was on record at the time saying that the shooter of John Lennon was telling police that he was in a room, bright lights, men ordering him to do it. And they said, oh, he's just mentally ill. Ignore that. And it turned out, again, he worked for World Vision. They use these missionary facilities for the brainwashing in third world countries. And it was the same thing. The head of World Vision's son then goes and shoots Ronald Reagan. And the night before is meeting with the Bush family. That's Denver Post. That's L.A. Times. That's Washington Times. You cannot make this stuff up. Reagan was like, I'm the President Bush. Sit down. Shut up. I'm running things. And then he gets shot, goes and has some medical procedures done, and suddenly for the rest of Reagan's term, they had to drug him with speed to get him out of bed and give him cue cards to march him out. Ronald Reagan was under mind control after that shooting, after they got him in that military base for his treatment. And again, this is all declassified, MKUltra, MKNaomi. By the 50s, they could create a totally programmed mind control assassin. It would take a year of LSD, PCP, other drugs, pumped in, sensory deprivation tanks, headphones, pumping programs in to where when someone is given the code word order, they have an absolute, total, obsessive, compulsive need to kill their target. And they slip into a hypnotized sub-personality to do it. That's just one system. They got History Channel shows about Dr. Ewing Cameron and Jolyon West and facilities in Maryland and Toronto where they did this 100% by the 50s and 60s. Of course, Jolyon West is in those shows. He just died 2 years ago. Guess who was McVeigh's doctor from the time he was arrested in 95 until he was executed at Terre Haute, Indiana? Guess. Go look up the news articles. Dr. Jolyon West, the number two head of all U.S. government mind control programs, was publicly McVeigh's doctor. And I've talked to prisoners and others here on air who knew McVeigh, and of course signed affidavits have been made by Nichols and others, and FBI documents have been leaked, and it's been confirmed what they've said, that McVeigh's family was threatened with murder if he didn't go along with it. He was U.S. Special Forces set up, sheep-dipped. He was videotaped at a U.S. military base in demolition section before he was released. I'm going to our guest. This is just so important. Yeah, David Hammer was the prisoner we had on, one of the prisoners we had on about it. That McVeigh, when he wasn't drugged up and when West wasn't there, because Jolyon West wasn't there every week, that McVeigh would say, yes, they set me up, but it doesn't matter. They're going to kill me. And he also told newspapers that a few times. Well, I'd tell you more, but I don't want my family to get hurt. And it goes on and on and on. So they can threaten to kill your family, or they can just grab you as a patsy, keep you drugged up, or they can find a mentally ill person who is handled and manipulated and protected to carry it out, or they've got flat-out MKUltra mind control. Ladies and gentlemen, the North Koreans who were able to capture some of our airmen later released them, and the guys had to end up being locked up for the rest of their lives. Same thing with the North Vietnamese, because they were programmed to come back here and kill people. Okay, I mean, look, the Chi-Coms know how to do it. The North Koreans do. This stuff is real. You need to realize what's going on. Okay, I'm going to stop there. If you want to talk, we may get to calls later in the hour, certainly when Dr. Pechenik's on with us. If you want to get lined up now, to come on air. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. But finishing up, police knew gunman's name before the arrest. They show up on the island calling out his name. That's mainline British Channel 4 and also Norwegian TV. Anders Breivik, manufactured Patsy article by Paul Watson, goes through the fact that they removed all the liberal stuff off his Facebook and posted that he was a Christian conservative. They removed the Mason stuff. It's confirmed he's high-level Mason. which, again, I'm not saying all the Masons are New World Order. Most of them are compartmentalized. They use the secrecy of the lodge for intelligence operations and mind control. That's come out in England and is mainstream news. So we've got the frame-up going on. We've got him saying more cells are about to strike. Going now for a quick pop-in, I take you to Robert Jeppestol, and he joins us from the Netherlands in Oslo. He's 29-year-old, barely survived the blast. It blew him back, but he wasn't injured. He was marching right towards it 200 feet away. And we've already covered most of the waterfront on this, though they're now calling to track conservatives that give money to charities. We can now be arrested just like the Muslims can for no reason. The shutdown of conservative websites. YouTube's added the link the week before to report things that, quote, promote terror. MSNBC saying Ron Paul and I promote terror and are violent in their Rise of the Right special. That's out in the news today. Killer personifies Rise of the New Right. Of course, the same Financial Times talks about how helpful terror attacks would be for the government. Going now to Robert. Robert, good to have you with us, sir. Break down the latest developments and your take on it.
Thank you, sir. It's good to be back. First of all, I have not yet told the listeners how sorry I feel for the families and their friends of the victims. My deepest condolences are extended to you who have lost loved ones. Today's news picture in Norway has been mostly the pre-trial or the jail hearing where, well, I for one certainly hoped that they would have an open hearing. They didn't.
Well, that's a big issue, isn't it, that they read what he supposedly said and used a term used by the neocons and mainline conservatives, cultural Marxism, and that is what it is, and that is going on. So now if you talk about cultural Marxism, why you must be a killer, and the fact that they wouldn't let him speak himself, does that not up the suspicion level here?
Sure. It's just getting stranger. And I also saw a report from a small town in France near Toulouse where his father lived. And they were vague about connections. They didn't have any, they didn't talk or see each other for several years. I mean, maybe we should investigate this some more, because his real connection, because it seems, just bookish.
Yeah, let's talk about the Israel connection. There was a Palestinian youth group. The government of Norway was obviously calling for Palestine to be recognized. They were about to pull their planes out of Libya. Reportedly, there were all these Palestinian people at a rally at this island the day before. He was trying to kill the former prime minister, who's a big Palestinian supporter. That's now in the news today. This is the anniversary of the King David Hotel bombing that was admittedly a bombing carried out by Israel against the British in Palestine pre-Israel. And it first tried to be blamed on the Arabs, but then that didn't work. So all of this going on. And it's funny, I didn't play the whole Michael Savage clip, but Michael Savage points out in that clip and others that we just played, you can just search Michael Savage, Obama Reichstag. He talks about, why does he say Rahm Emanuel will be involved in stage terror, Reichstag events, stage bombings or fires? He says because he's the son of the head of Irgun, who staged terror attacks and are leftist terrorists. So, that's Michael Savage, who, by the way, is Jewish himself, saying this. What's your view on the situation since you bring up Israel?
Well, I think Webster Toplin may be correct when he says there's a connection with the Palestine issue, but in the aftermath of this happening, I guess people are just gathering around the Workers' Party and the AUF. The youths were training for becoming participants in the Workers' Party, which is by far the biggest party, and I guess they will only get more power and have more numbers to vote the way the globalists want them to as a result of this. So I guess the Palestine issue is a side issue. It may be a trigger, but you know, not the whole shebang.
Now, in a way, though, why would Israel, and we're certainly looking at that, we just went over the evidence, so that it's got, let me be clear, there's evidence pointing towards this being a false flag, provocateur event, and we've gone over that constellation of evidence. I, right now, cannot single out specifically what group would stand to gain other than just big government itself by invoking a clash between Islam and Christianity, which this guy's manifesto is calling for. That will undoubtedly trigger some real copycats to engage in their own attacks, so the government won't have to even manufacture them in some cases. This will also probably stimulate Muslims, or it's an attempt to stimulate Muslims in Europe, to strike back, to invoke that clash of civilizations that the neocons and the Council on Foreign Relations talk about. And then the social engineers, the globalists, can sit back and play the two groups off against each other while taking everyone's rights in the name of refereeing the clash of the crusade and the jihad that is going on. So clearly that's the overall motive. Restrict guns in Norway, restrict guns in other areas of Europe, England, the United States. The calls are being made. Track conservatives, rebrand mainline political nationalism as connected to terrorism. But specifically with Israel, staging an attack against Norway because they're pro-Palestinian, that would actually then, when it comes out, this guy was a big Israel supporter and is and very scared of Muslims, that in a way would actually discredit and demonize the pro-Israel people. So it's very sophisticated, but Tarpley says that doesn't matter, and I tend to agree with him. At an Operation Gladio level, it's a message to governments. I mean, the prime minister and the former prime minister almost got killed at the island. This is a major message to them. Hey, you better do what we're telling you or you're dead. But again, who would want to send that message? Go ahead.
Yeah, listen, sir. There's a lot of things I think from here domestically talking against that point. First of all, Stoltenberg, the prime minister now, he has some Jewish ancestors. His name is Stoltenberg from a predominant Jewish family from Poland a long time ago. His sister, also Stoltenberg, works for the People's Health, Folkehelse Institute, started by the Rockefeller Foundation.
He knows he's at Bilderberg. So you're saying the coalition parliament was about to be removed from power in the next election, polls showed. So you're saying it points towards, well, he is a Bilderberg group member, them staging this against themselves to discredit the rise of nationalists in Norway.
Yeah, I would guess. I mean, he works so closely with the Bill and Melinda Gates Fund, taking trips, pictures with them, subsidizing vaccines in Africa. I mean, it all seems so closely integrated.
So you disagree with Tarpley then that this was aimed as a threat towards the government?
Well, maybe the government in general, but not the Norwegian establishment. So, I mean, also with Gro Harlem Brundtland, the former World Health Organization General Secretary. I mean, she just left the island. It seems too...
Exactly.
...too much of a setup.
Exactly. Well, there's no doubt that they're attacking and demonizing nationalists, conservatives, folks that don't want wide open borders, welfare states. I mean, that's definitely going on. They're definitely using it. It's got all the signs of a staged event. What do you make of his Facebook being altered and the Masonic stuff being removed and the gay stuff being removed and being added Christian conservative when even his friends are saying he wasn't really a Christian conservative? What do you make of the fact that there's not a bigger hubbub over the fact that his Facebook was altered to frame conservatives and Christians.
The first I heard of this was, and I have so much respect for Mr. Paul Joseph Watson and his article, and the first time I saw it was in his article. I thought I had just removed it, but they're throwing labels, they're just sending disinformation, just confusion about where he stands, where he comes from. So as you said, they're building a character, they're making this, you know, fictional demon. It seems like obviously he's distorted, but there's something more, and they're making what that is.
Well, it's just like 9/11. The fact that you had not one but two passports going out of their clothes, out of the fireballs, out of the building, down to the ground, and then found undamaged later in the day and given to the FBI. I mean, if you'll buy that, folks, you'll buy that one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eaters are real, or that, you know, Keebler elves are real. It is completely asinine. And evidence of the frame-up is evidence that it's an inside job. And the fact that his Facebook and a bunch of other stuff was doctored right after he was arrested, that the cops knew his name before the arrest and yelled it out at him. You add all this together, my friend, this is very, very suspicious. And the fact that they, you know, the cherry on top, the coup de grace, what do they call it in French? You know, the last straw is that they won't let him be seen on camera and speak for himself, and they read statements. Now you're Norwegian. Correct me if I'm wrong, but you have incredible rights over there. Truly a democratic society at many levels, and that prisoners have incredible rights, and that they never bar prisoners from speaking at their arraignment. Is that correct?
No, it's not entirely correct, because there's a paragraph that if the investigation would be compromised, then they can isolate them or bar the press or people from coming into the jail hearing. They can also, I guess he's isolated for 4 weeks without letters and visits. And they can, you have as a sort of how to get rid of people. I gather in America, assassinations is the preferred way of getting rid of unwanted elements. But in Norway, we have, and the author I talked about yesterday has written extensively about this. We have a very efficient system to take them into mental hospitals, and they disappear. And it won't be long, I think.
So you're saying it's more of the Soviet model, and he'll probably now disappear off into a mental institution, and that way we never find out who really did this. Well, we're going to check back in with you in the days to come. We're also going to open the phones up in the days to come for Norwegians. In fact, I should do that today after we go through these calls, to be able to get on air with us and also give us their perspective and their view. But not letting him speak, keeping him sequestered, very, very suspicious, and only adds to the quandary. I want to thank you, Robert, for joining us, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Now, look, I know we've got Tommy, Dean, Brenda, Tanner, Aaron, and others, and I want to take a bunch of calls today. Also got Dr. Steve Pachinik coming up, and you know he'll want to roll with info, but I'm going to be jamming your calls in quickly as soon as he gets on with us. I'm going to get his take on this and then take your calls and get his comments. And then we got Dr. Tarpley joining us the last 30 minutes today. Tarpley brings up one of the most important issues that I'd forgotten about over a year ago, and then more came out over the weekend, that the CIA was infiltrating Norwegian police and that NATO was doing it. And then now we learn recruiting retired police to, quote, counter the terror because the government wouldn't. And then you're the counterterrorism forces in Spain, in England, the Russians, the Nazis. It's always the anti-terror forces that are the masters of staging false flags for political gain. So you've got a major attack on Norwegian sovereignty, and that is at the heart of this. Switzerland and Norway both have had now suspicious shootings at government buildings. They had a lot of one of their state governments killed a few years ago in Switzerland, right as a vote was coming up to restrict guns, but the Swiss voted it down. The Swiss and the Norwegians are under globalist attack. Now, I'm not saying the Norwegians are not New World Order central. They are, but they're one of those zones that isn't completely under its control, though their leadership is pro-New World Order. The globalists like to have their own select backwaters to operate out of. I've got Ron Paul news, economic news, police state news, human-animal hybrid news that's in BBC, AP, Australian news. Yes, they got part human, part animal clones. Folks, we're not in Kansas anymore. Every time I talk about this stuff, I get emails saying I'm lying. I read about human-animal clones in the BBC 15 years ago. There are giant laboratories everywhere doing whatever they want. The dehumanization is off the charts. You're eating GMO food designed to sterilize you. Now, I want to briefly get into financial news before we get into it more after Dr. Pechenik leaves us. Gold hits new high as debt talks stall. We've got the dollar plunging right now. And why? Because they have announced they're going ahead with QE3. That means further global currency devaluations. So oil, food, all commodities, pork bellies, corn, grain, gold, silver, it's all going to go up. People on fixed... I got articles where they're ordering major police departments around the country and fire departments to give half their pensions to the government. Now, it's already started in Europe. The feds changed the laws 5 years ago to do this. How many times have you heard me say this? They're now saying, give us half your pension. That's at AP today. This is being announced all over the country. Give us half your pension or you'll get nothing. And then you're going to give them half, and then 5 years later they'll take the other half, and you'll end up being played like a sucker. It's like, give me half your cake or I'll throw it off the table. You give them half the cake. Give me the other half or I'll throw it off the table. And then when it gets down to the last crumb, they throw it off the table and laugh at you. How do you protect yourself? Gold and silver. Who's got the best deals? Ted Anderson. He has the best deals. He bought it when it was low a few months ago. He's almost out of the gold and silver he bought when it was lower. And it's going to go up. Ted Anderson, quickly, give folks today's gold and silver offer. I don't even need to get into the economy. I told them it's happening. They're coming after your pension funds. People are insane if they stay in these pension funds, in my opinion. I have zero in the stock market. I'm in cash, gold, and silver. That's it. Cash, gold, and silver, and a tiny bit of real estate. So I can cash it in and keep running the operation if I need to. Ted Anderson, tell us about today's offer.
Well, right now, the best deal that I have is the American Dream video and Mark Dice's book. It's $80 plus $5 shipping and handling. $85 delivered. That's two silver dollars, the video, and the book. People need to be getting involved, Alex. I mean, for goodness sakes, the way that Bloomberg is reporting it, no matter what happens, whether if they reach this debt limit and they increase it or they default on it, gold and silver is going to rise. It's a win-win either way. Right now, British sovereigns are currently at 444. Francs are at $354. Gold hit a high today of 1621 in the physical delivery market, 1624.30 in the futures market. Silver right now, $40.93. I mean, it is just smoking right now on the gold.
Yeah, for those that don't know, you notice a couple of weeks ago it was $75 for two silver dollars, a free book, a free video, and free shipping. Then it was $80. Now it's $85 because Ted was buying as the market was down, but then as it went up, we're now getting into gold and silver he bought as it started going up a few months ago. Soon these deals will be gone, but he's buying now, so we'll have a special for you when gold and silver go up even more. It'll be at today's prices. Get in a time machine. Go back, get silver, get gold. It's a whole list of radio specials. Get in the time machine, get the good deals today, and get the free books and videos. You can't beat that deal. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Or you can just let them destroy the stock market and take your pension funds. We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.